Well, Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, has laid up with a cold and has converted his bedroom into an office so he can catch up with his work. Mother is staying with Aunt Sophie for a few days, and naturally, Snooks is running wild. As the scene opens, Daddy has just put little Robespierre to bed. Listen.
Snooks! Oh, Snooks!
Here I am, Daddy.
I just put your brother to bed, and I noticed a strange lump on his face.
You mean his nose, Daddy?
No, I don't mean his nose. It's a swelling on his cheek. Looks like a bruise.
Does it?
Yes. Now, you've been playing with him all day. How did he get it?
Now,
go on.
We was playing a game to see who could lean the furthest out of his crib.
Well?
He won.
That's a fine game to be playing with an infant. You're a perfect little savage.
Is that good, Daddy?
No, it isn't. Now, I want you to get undressed by yourself and go quietly to bed.
Aren't you going to put me to bed?
Not tonight.
Why?
Because I have too much work to do. Besides, my secretary will be here any minute.
The pretty one, Daddy?
No. I discharged her.
Why?
Well, I decided to get a man secretary instead. He's much more efficient, he's a very fast stenographer, and he can spell a good deal better. That's why I got rid of that girl. Understand?
Uh-huh. Mummy made you do it.
Yes, it makes my blood boil. You mind your own business.
I didn't say nothing.
Well, go on to bed. And don't disturb me for the rest of the night.
I'll answer the door, Daddy.
If it's my secretary, bring him right up here.
All right. How, mister?
Good evening. Mr. Higgins is expecting me.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. May I come in? My name is Gripcan.
Gripcan?
Yes. Is it all right?
I think it's awful.
Oh, I mean, is it all right to come in?
Uh-huh. My daddy's in the bedroom.
Who is it, Snooks?
It's Mr. Dripgrinder's here.
Oh, hello, Dripcan.
Good evening, sir. I hope you're in the pink.
Yes, I feel pretty good. Take your things off and let's get started. And you run along to bed, Snooks.
What you want to do, Daddy?
I have to dictate some letters.
Are you going to write to Mummy?
No, this is business correspondence. Now, let me get to work.
I'm ready, sir.
All right, take a letter to the Dump Brothers. Gentlemen.
Daddy!
What is it?
Where did Mummy go?
Well, if you must know, she went to stay with Aunt Sophie. Aunt Sophie just got a new baby.
Why?
Go to bed. All right, Dripcan.
Yes, sir.
When did she get the new baby, Daddy?
Yesterday.
What did she do with the old one?
She still got it. Gentlemen, received your...
Daddy!
What do you want?
I want to go see Aunt Sophie.
You can't see her for some time.
Why?
I just told you a new baby came to her house. And you can't go there yet.
Why?
She's not feeling well.
Is it catching?
Now look here, Snooks. I want you to leave this room at once.
I won't bother you, Daddy.
Well then, don't let me hear a single peep out of you.
Not even a little teeny weeny peep?
Not any kind of a peep. No peeps at all.
No peeps?
No. All right, Dripcan.
Any burps?
Will you stop that? What have you got, Dripcan?
Dump Brothers. Gentlemen received yours.
Last shipment of number 7's in good order. This shipment, however...
Daddy!
Yes?
What's a shipment?
It's an order of goods.
Does it come in a ship?
No, a shipment doesn't come in a ship. It comes in a car.
A shipment comes in a car?
Yes.
Well, what comes in a ship?
A cargo.
Huh?
That's right. Anything that comes in a car is called a shipment, and if it comes in a ship, it's called a cargo.
Why?
For the same reason that you prune a fig tree and pare an apple. All right, Dick Cat.
Excuse me, sir. May I laugh?
Go ahead.
Do it again, mister.
Thanks. Never mind that. Now, let's get on with the letter. Now, I'm warning you, Snooks. You'd better not interrupt again. Not a single question, understand?
Understand.
Very well. Read what you've got, Dick Cat.
Gentlemen, received your last shipment of number 7's in good order. This shipment, however...
does not come up to specifications as per your invoice number 183564. Our branch manager
Daddy.
Is... Snooks, you promised not to ask any questions.
Just one, Daddy.
Is it important?
It's very important.
Well, what is it?
Does a chicken lay an egg when it wants to, or must it?
Oh, leave me alone. Now, look, this time I'm serious. If I hear one more peep out of you, I'll tell you good.
No more peeps, Daddy.
All right. Now, what the dickens did I do with that invoice?
I think you dropped it, sir. I'll take a peep under the bed.
Huh?
Is it there?
No, I don't see it. Let me have a peep at those papers on the night table.
Hurry up. And peep under those envelopes.
And I'm fair, Daddy.
What are you talking about?
You let him peep all he wants, but I can't peep at all.
Oh, you simply gotta go to bed.
Oh, I found it, sir. Shall we continue?
No, no. Let that letter go. I've got to get this kid off to bed first.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Snooks.
Come on, tell me a story.
I haven't got any time for stories.
A nice quick one.
All right. Did you ever hear the story of the end of the peacock?
No.
It's a beautiful tale. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, what are you yelling about?
It's too quick. Tell me about Pinocchio.
Okay. There was one... Excuse me, Ripcan.
Oh, certainly, sir. I know how it is.
You don't know anything.
No, sir.
Tell me a story, Dad.
All right. Once upon a time, there was a man named Geppetto, and he ran a puppet show, and one day he got a wonderful piece of wood.
Who did?
Geppetto. He got this wood and started to carve a little boy.
With a knife?
Yes. He hacked away at the little boy, and...
Did it hurt him?
Hurt who?
The little boy.
There wasn't any little boy. He was only a piece of wood.
Geppetto?
No, the little boy! Well, when Geppetto had it finished, the wooden figure suddenly began to talk. And Geppetto didn't notice it, but his nose was 6 inches long.
Geppetto's nose?
No, Pinocchio's nose.
Who's Pinocchio?
The little figure that Geppetto carved. But he had a terrible habit of...
Who had?
Pinocchio! Had a terrible habit of telling lies. And Geppetto told him that...
Told who?
Pinocchio! Now, don't you interrupt. Because he told so many lies, he grew a nose 10 inches long.
Who did?
Pinocchio!
Oh, excuse me, sir.
So his nose got so long that Geppetto had to keep whittling it off.
Who whittled your nose, Daddy?
Oh, that's enough. Now, you're going to bed. I've got letters to write.
Now, I want to write a letter, too.
No!
Possibly, if you let her have the pen and ink, she'd be quiet, sir.
Are you married, Dripcan?
No, sir.
Then don't talk like a fool!
Yes, sir. I want the pen and ink, Daddy.
Oh, all right. Here, write your broken-down letter. Write to Mommy.
You tell me what to say.
Dear Mommy, I've been a very naughty girl all week.
Mm-hmm.
I pushed the baby out of the crib, and I wouldn't let Daddy work.
And I'm spilling the ink all over me now.
Oh, Snooks! Why have you done that?
I don't know.
Add a P.S. to your letter. Dear Mommy, I went to bed crying tonight.
I ain't crying, Daddy.
You ain't in bed yet. Take that! Let's go, Dripcan.
Yes, sir!